Henry McKean, our own royalist and royal correspondent, has also been looking back on that historic visit. Henry, who have you been speaking to?
Yeah, Kieran, I wouldn't say I'm a royalist or a royal correspondent. I am going on the 6 o'clock show later, but I'm not a royalist. I'd say I'm a Republican, but I do have a keen interest in the royal family. I've covered two royal weddings, and it's a sad day. It's a very, very sad day. And across, as you said, across the water, people are very moved by this. It will dominate the news agenda for days. There'll be massive pullouts in all the newspapers. But yeah, it's 10 years since the Queen and Prince Philip visited Ireland, and it was a historical visit, the first monarch to visit the state, the Irish Free State, the Republic of Ireland. I look back, I suppose, and I met this lady who was working in Trinity College. She still works in Trinity College with the Book of Kells when Prince Philip and the Queen came in. Here is Anne-Marie Diffley.
Hello, my name is Anne-Marie Diffley. I'm the Visitor Services Manager in the Old Library where the Book of Kells is.
2011, just nearly 10 years ago, Prince Philip and the Queen came to town and you were there. What was it like?
Well, we were preparing for about 18 months before that, but we didn't know who was coming, but we knew somebody was coming. And then we were closed for three days over the visit. A lot of excitement, a lot of cleaning. It was really exciting time. We didn't know quite what to expect, and once they arrived, everything just went swimmingly. It was wonderful.
What was Philip like?
He was very tall. They viewed the Book of Kells with the librarian and the provost. They then came upstairs to the long room, and there was 120 people from the various cultural institutions, and the Queen took one row and the Prince took the other, and he was chatting to everybody. Both of them were chatting to everybody. He stopped and talked to one of the library guards there, Pat Walsh. Pat is tall like the Prince, and I think that's why he stopped. So it was a very happy visit. Also, we had Siobhan Armstrong from the Irish Historical Harp Association play the harp in the long room. She'd lovely long red hair. I think the Prince was quite taken with her, even then.
A ladies' man.
Yes, a ladies' man. He had a twinkle in his eye. We also then had another library guard, Anne McConnell, brought the Queen, Prince Philip, and the bodyguard down in the lift. And you know, lifts in old buildings, it was the same size as, say, a shower cabinet. So Anne's job was to bring the party downstairs, down back to the ground floor. It was 35 seconds, we had timed this. And they got into the lift, and Anne pressed the button, and of course nothing happened. And the Prince kept saying, "Oh, there's too many of us in here, it's too weighty." And the Queen was saying, "Let the lady do her job." So anyway, eventually the lift closed and they went down. But Anne regales everybody with this story. But it was a lovely, happy visit. And I think there was a sigh of relief once everything had gone so well. And the rest of the visit in Ireland, as we know, was a great success.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a sigh of relief. Henry, you also met a photographer who covered that whole visit?
Yeah, Patrick Hugh Lynch, I suppose you could say he's a royalist, a curtain twitcher, like perhaps so many Irish people. They would follow the royal family. He would have a keen interest, a photographer, and he covered the visit back in 10 years ago, May 2011. Here are his memories.
He brought, I think, to use an Irish phrase, he was a lovable rogue. He said things, he promoted interaction, he engaged with people, he talked to people, not at people.
He was at the Book of Kells. He was also at the Garden of Remembrance. He travelled all over the country with the Queen, that first visit of a monarch to Ireland in the history of the state. I remember when he got out of that Range Rover at Trinity College, he kind of had a bit of a jest with the photographers and with myself. I was reporting at the time. He was always a bit of crack.
Yes, I think one of the great Irish photographs of all time is the photograph taken by Maxwell's of Prince Philip looking at the pint of Guinness.
For you, his sense of duty, what are your memories?
I think his memories will serve here in Ireland in the form of the Gashka Awards and the Duke of Edinburgh Awards in the UK. He talked to people, not at people. I think what is interesting is the social void that will be created from his passing, because British society is in a very flexible state of flux at the moment, and I would be concerned about that.
Did you like him?
Again, I would repeat, he was a lovable rogue. We will miss him. He was a source of inspiration and I suppose the odd bit of perspiration, but may he rest in peace.
All right. Some of the memories there, Henry, in Trinity College and the photographer there, Patrick Hugh Lynch, people who are involved in the visit to a degree. What about the people, the great unwashed, the people like me observing the visit from the streets? What are the Dubliners saying about this?
Yeah, I mean, and the Dubliners are called Jackeens for a reason, because they used to come out, working class Dublin, sort of the earth, true blue Dubs. They used to raise Union Jacks maybe 100 years ago. That's all changed now. But they would still come out, and they came out in numbers across the capital, across the city, inner city Dublin, where I'm actually speaking to you from now. These people, they're sad. They feel, you know, today is an end of an era. And you can actually hear they're moved in their voice by it all. It's all quite emotional. Here are the Jackeens.
Yeah, he's a very strong man, very active man, you know, very, very engaged with people, you know, things and nature and that, like, you know, stuff like that.
In 2011, where we're standing, people did come out, not in great numbers, but many people came out,
yeah,
in Dublin.
Yeah, I had to see the Queen getting the bus, coming home, the bus. I seen a car going past me, the Queen, you know.
And would you see yourself as a Jackeen?
Yeah.
As in, would you wave a Union Jack? Could you have a kind of a little bit of a love for the royal family?
I do in a way, yeah, I think I have, yeah.
So today for you is a sad day?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. There's a lot of bad things going on at the moment, and it's sad, you know, it makes things worse. It's all around the place. I mean, sad, with the North of Ireland as well.
And your memory of Prince Philip?
Nice man, very quiet man. Very, you know, nice nature. Very gentle nature.
She wore lovely green.
You remember the Queen's outfit?
Yeah, her outfit, because it was really green, real Irish green outfit. But as for Prince Philip, you wouldn't really hear him speak much.
And I just broke the news to you.
Yeah. I never
didn't
hear
him. You didn't know he had died?
No. Very sad, because he seems a lovely man.
You're not a sneaky secret royalist?
No, well, I'd watch things about Kate Middleton and that on television, and the trouble with Meghan and Harry and that. And I just feel sorry for the Queen.
So today
she seems a good woman.
You feel sorry for her today?
I do. Everyone's sad if they bury someone in their family.
And do you like the Queen?
I do like the Queen. I think she's a great advocate for the royal family, really.
So today, Prince Philip dying, for you it's a sad day?
It's sad for her family and her family.
You're kind of a closet royalist?
No, I don't think so.
Are you a Jackeen?
Pure to the core of my being.
Yeah, some Jackeens there speaking to our own Henry McKean there on the passing of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh.